Good afternoon, everybody. I'm very happy today to welcome Prime Minister Ismail Sabri to Singapore. We've spoken several times on the phone since he became Prime Minister, and I'm very glad that finally we are able to meet person to person. I've enjoyed good relations with Prime Minister's predecessors, most recently with Prime Minister Muhyiddin Yassin, and look forward to building equally strong relations with Prime Minister Ismail Sabri and continuing to strengthen our bilateral ties and cooperation. Singapore and Malaysia are close neighbours with a shared history. Our economies are extensively intertwined. Our peoples share strong bonds of kinship, friendship, and memories. So the closing of borders was very tough on both sides. Yet, despite closing the borders during the pandemic, Singapore and Malaysia continued to work very closely with one another. We worked hard to maintain essential business and official travel. We implemented schemes like the reciprocal green lane, the periodic commuting arrangement for workers, and arrangements for urgent, compassionate travel. Prime Minister Ismail Sabri was instrumental in making these happen because he previously co-chaired the Singapore-Malaysia Special Working Committee on COVID-19 with Senior Minister Teo Chee Hian. The COVID-19 situation in both countries is now stabilizing. Both have made good progress vaccinating our populations, and hence it's timely for us to reopen our borders progressively and safely. I'm very pleased that we launched the vaccinated travel lane land with Prime Minister Ismail Sabri this morning. The vaccinated travel lane land connects Singapore and Johor. Many people live in Johor, but they work in Singapore or vice versa. Most of them have not been home, have not seen their families for a very long time. The VTL land will allow them to reunite with their loved ones. Today, we also commence a VTL Air between Changi Airport and KLIA. The VTL Air will strengthen our economic and business links and restore people-to-people ties. We will start the VTLs with modest numbers, and it will take us some time before we can get anywhere near to pre-COVID levels of travelling. But we will progress step by step and get it working first. As the situation increases, we will raise the travel volumes. We aim to expand the VTL land also to include travellers, general travellers, that means not citizens and long-term residents, from mid-December onwards, taking into account the public health situation. I also discussed with the PM about a VTLC and resuming port calls by Singapore cruise ships to Malaysian ports. And we agreed to work towards aligning safe cruise standards and start discussions on these matters, piloting port calls between Singapore and Malaysia, and also possible VTL to travel between Tanah Merah Terminal and Desaru in Johor. Of course, all this is COVID-19 permitting, because we are all watching anxiously to see what the Omicron variant of the COVID-19 does and how it will behave. But even if Omicron disrupts these plans, our goal will still be to have more open borders between Singapore and Malaysia, and I'm quite confident that after some time, we will be able to make further progress. The Prime Minister and I also discussed other areas of collaboration, for example, the Johor Bahru-Singapore RTS link project. Construction is ongoing, and we look forward to the RTS system commencing passenger service by the end of 2026. Singapore also continues to support the development of Iskandar, Malaysia. The 14th Joint Committee for Iskandar, Malaysia will convene next month, and I hope that they will be able to give the project another further push. The Prime Minister and I also discussed the Singapore-Kuala Lumpur high-speed rail. And the Prime Minister suggested reviving discussions on the high-speed rail. I responded to the Prime Minister that Singapore and Malaysia had previously reached agreement to terminate the HSR project, and this had been amicably settled and closed. Nevertheless, Singapore is open to fresh proposals from Malaysia on the HSR project, and the two ministries of transport would discuss the matter, and Singapore looks forward to receiving more details from Malaysia so that we can study them and consider the matter again, starting from a clean slate. Singapore and Malaysia also cooperate closely within ASEAN and our broader region. And just this month, the Prime Minister and I both took part in the APEC leaders meeting and in the ASEAN-China Special Summit and the 13th ASEAN-Europe Meeting Summit, Asia-Europe Meeting Summit. Finally, we also touched briefly on a range of other bilateral issues. Some of them have existed for some time. It's natural for such issues to exist between close neighbours who have extensive ties with one another. I told the Prime Minister that Singapore will continue to approach these issues constructively, and that we would agreed that we would discuss them in more detail at a later time when we hold a retreat. Once again, I'm glad that I've had the opportunity to meet with the Prime Minister today and to reaffirm the strong bilateral ties between our two countries. I look forward to hosting him at the Leaders' Retreat, hopefully early next year, and there we will explore further possible collaboration and build on our discussions today. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Prime Minister. May I now invite Prime Minister of Malaysia, His Excellency Dato Sri Ismail Sabri Yaakob, to deliver his remarks. Your Excellency, please.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. I sincerely thank you, Prime Minister Lee, for graciously hosting me and my delegation during my first official visit to Singapore. I'm indeed very happy to visit Singapore and renew face-to-face contact with my dear friend, Prime Minister Lee, and other colleagues in Singapore. I had the honour to call on Madam Halimah Yaakob, President of Singapore, and this was followed by my meeting with PM Lee. As close immediate neighbours, deep relation between Malaysia and Singapore in immense importance to both sides. More active multi-level engagements and much stronger cooperation is certainly the way forward for our two countries. This is crucial also for our context of cooperation in undertaking effective and meaningful recovery efforts so that our countries will come stronger following the devastating impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. Today, we reach another significant milestone in our cooperation. This morning, I crossed Tambak Johor Causeway and was received by PM Lee at Woodlands Checkpoint. This in itself is very significant. It symbolizes the reopening of our borders through the launching of VTL, Vaccinated Travel Lane, and simultaneously, we also launched VTL Air. This is part of our gradual reopening of our borders to facilitate travels between the two countries. I've also discussed with PM Lee additional measures that we will undertake in respect of cross-border travels between Malaysia and Singapore. Both of us have agreed to One, to include all categories of travelers for the VTL land, subject to the health requirements determined by both countries. Two, to expand VTL land to include additional bus services routes through the second link, trains operated by Kereta Api Tanah Melayu or KTM, and gradually to include personal vehicles such as motorbike and cars. We acknowledge that reopening of borders is important to reactivate cross-border social and economic activities that will benefit the people of both countries. We hope that by doing this, it would provide the opportunity for more people on both sides of the causeway who have been away from their families due to the COVID-19 pandemic to be reunited with their loved one, which we know the people of both Malaysia and Singapore have long waited for. PM Lee and I also discussed the cross-border movement by air between Singapore and destinations like Penang, Langkawi, Kuching and Kota Kinabalu in Malaysia. Both of us decided that our officials should start to draw up measures for this purpose. During our discussion, PM Lee and I also agreed on the need to resume the work of our existing bilateral mechanism. This includes the 10th annual leaders retreat, which we have not been able to convene during the past 2 years due to the pandemic. Inshallah, we will have our leaders retreat in the first quarter of the next year, and I look forward to coming back to Singapore. Both of us also agreed that the other mechanism at the ministerial and at the official level should resume their work as soon as possible. This is important to ensure that our multifaceted cooperation and outstanding issues are kept on the right track with a positive momentum forward. Subsequently, PM Lee and I will discuss the progress in this bilateral mechanism at our leaders' retreat. On regional movement, we touch on the situation in Myanmar. We agreed that it is crucial for ASEAN to continue playing a positive and constructive role in facilitating a durable and peaceful solution in the interests of Myanmar and in the larger interests of the ASEAN community. We share the same view that it is crucial for Myanmar to cooperate in the implementation of the 5-point consensus and the necessity to preserve the credibility and integrity of ASEAN. We look forward to the return of democracy in Myanmar and the participation of Myanmar at the highest level at future summit. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Your Excellency. Ladies and gentlemen, we have now come to the end of the joint press conference. Thank you very much for your attention.
Thank you.
Prime Minister, you just hold? Okay. All right, thank you.
And we were just listening there to Prime Ministers of Singapore and Malaysia, Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong, as well as Mr. Ismail Sabri Yaakob, holding a joint press conference, both leaders reiterating their strong bilateral ties that hold a very special shared history. Now, both countries have decided to expand the VTL land arrangement to general travellers from mid-December onwards. But this, of course, according to Mr. Lee said, depends on the COVID-19 situation and the development of the Omicron variant. Now, the move, they say, will benefit the economy of both countries and provide more opportunity of people from both sides who have been away from their families to reunite with their loved ones. Both sides also discussed a CVTL arrangement between Desaru and Tanah Merah Terminal. And of course, that is a proposal at this point, and they are still exploring the options for that arrangement. Mr. Ismail Sabri says he is happy to renew face-to-face contacts with his counterpart, Mr. Lee. And today, according to Mr. Ismail Sabri Yaakob, marks a significant milestone. As he crossed over the Woodlands checkpoint, he said that this symbolizes the reopening of borders. Now, the move is to facilitate travels between both countries. And he says more active multi-level engagement and cooperation is the way forward for both countries that are crucial to undertake meaningful recovery efforts from the COVID-19 pandemic.